the broadcasts of the 8th and 9th of December, 1980. That's our focus of this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. I'm King David McKenzie.
Steamboat Willie. These people know these things.
No.
Anyway, this is called a calendar. First scenes in December 10th, 1938. The first scenes for Gone with the Wind film. Flames and Burning of Atlantis sequences light the sky for miles.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from NBC News. Former Beatle John Lennon is dead. Lennon died in a hospital shortly after being shot outside his New York apartment tonight. A suspect is in custody but has not been identified. Again, John Lennon is dead tonight of gunshot wounds at the age of 40. We now return to The Tonight Show.
I'll tell you, everything in the world you'd ever want to know about memorabilia of the movies is in this calendar.
You're right.
WCBS New York.
Good morning. These are the news headlines. Former Beatle and rock music star John Lennon has been shot to death, gunned down late last night by an unknown assailant on Manhattan's west side. CBS covers the world next. WCBS News time is 1 o'clock.
CBS News. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Police say a man with a gun apparently had been waiting in the entrance of the Dakota, the apartment building where Lennon lived. Just as Lennon got out of a car, the man opened fire. More from Stephanie Shelton.
Lennon was brought to Roosevelt Hospital's emergency room shortly before 11 p.m., according to Dr. Stephen Lynn, director of emergency room services.
He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitated efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
What was he shot, Doc, and how many times?
He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest, in his left arm, and in his back.
Wounds in Lennon's body, although he could not say how many shots were actually fired. Lennon died, said Lynn, from damage to the large blood vessels in his chest. He probably died, Lynn said, almost instantly. Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, was with the singer when he was shot and later at the hospital. According to Lennon's record producer, Jack Douglas, Lennon had been at a recording session, had taken a break to go home to get something to eat. He was shot in the entrance to his apartment. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, New York.
One witness, Sean Strube, says the man who shot Lennon had what's described as almost a smirk as he pulled the trigger, and he describes the suspect.
Between 30 and 40 years old, he was kind of fat. He didn't look like a groupie or, you know, anything like that. He almost had a sort of sneer on his face. I mean, he was proud of what he had done, apparently.
One police spokesman says the gunman, in his words, is a local screwball. Lennon has a single record in the top 10 now. It's called Just Like Starting Over. It's from an album he recorded with Yoko Ono titled Double Fantasy. It's the first single that Lennon has released in more than 5 years. It's been out just 2 months. Repeating, former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. He was 40.
Lennon's John and Yoko Ono had been at a studio in Midtown, New York, earlier in the evening. John and Yoko left to get something to eat and then go home, and apparently Lennon was shot as he arrived at his apartment building around 11 last night. It was just about a month ago when Lennon came out of a five-year retirement and released his first hit single, Starting Over. It talked about his life with Yoko Ono, and she was at his side at the time of his death.
And today's headlines: after the murder early this morning of the former Beatle John Lennon, police in New York have arrested and charged a man with the killing. Lennon was shot dead outside his home in the city. All three of his former colleagues in the Beatles are said to be profoundly shocked by the murder. As news to the shooting got around, his fans began to gather outside the apartment block on Manhattan's west side where Lennon lived with his wife Yoko Ono. She released a statement saying, "John loved and prayed for the human race. Please do the same for him." Here's Richard Skinner.
John Lennon was shot dead in the entrance of the exclusive Dakota building in New York, where he'd lived for the past 5 years. He was returning home with Yoko Ono during a break from recording. Immediately after the shooting, a man was arrested and charged with the murder, as Tom Brook reports from New York.
is a 25-year-old Hawaiian called Mark Chapman. No one knows what the motive was. He's been described here by a police spokesman as a screwball, and the New York Police Department are apparently talking to his wife at this moment in Hawaii, trying to find out why he came to New York. He came to New York about a week ago, and what his motive could possibly be. But I think he was just in a pretty bad mental state from what I can gather. Apparently, he turned up outside the Dakota apartment building yesterday afternoon with Lennon's new record and got Lennon to autograph it. And he was waiting for Lennon when he returned after a recording session last night. And he approached him. There was some altercation. We're not quite sure what went on. And then he fired five shots into him, and the first shot fatally wounded him.
Within minutes of the shooting, crowds had gathered outside the Dakota building. At one stage, up to 1,000 people were there, carrying flowers and candles and playing tapes of John Lennon's songs. Some of them gave us their reaction to the news.
John Lennon is a great person of our times. It's reminiscent of when Kennedy was killed. I was 8 years old then, and I remember that vividly. And I feel the same feeling. It's just too hard to sit in the room after hearing something like this.
Couldn't happen anywhere else, I don't think, but New York.
I grew up in the 60s, you know. I live around the corner, too. And so it's senseless. I'm 40, I was murdered. He didn't die from cancer, he was murdered. I love that man, and he kept me from dying a lot of times.
I feel like I've been punched in the stomach.
It's very important that even though people can't do anything about what happened, the feeling of numbers together maybe can wash away the hurt.
And the reaction of the crowd outside John Lennon's apartment is typical of the entire United States. All across the country, radio stations played continuous Beatle music, and switchboards were swamped with anxious inquiries. Because in the USA, as Paul Gambaccini explains, the Beatles are still number one.
The Beatles always meant more in the United States than they even did in Great Britain. And John Lennon and Paul McCartney are more than just pop stars to Americans. They are divinities. Mick Jagger and Bob Dylan are interesting human beings, but Lennon and McCartney have been something more than that. The Beatles are still the most played group on American radio. It's almost as if they were still a current group and people are still waiting for them to reform. This, therefore, is a tragedy of the highest order because John Lennon, living in New York City, was the leading rock star domiciled in the United States. And unlike the death of Elvis Presley, which, though shocking, was the death of a man who had let himself go to seed, here was John Lennon. We heard how he was happy and he was in good physical form. This is something that has caught New Yorkers and indeed Americans in shock.
Paul Gambaccini. Perhaps understandably, after John Lennon's years in America, reaction in Britain to his death has been low-key. George Martin, who produced all the Beatles' hits, was said to be stunned at the news. As for the other three former Beatles, George Harrison is said to be deeply shocked. Another Beatle, Ringo Starr, was told of the murder while he was on holiday. He immediately left by plane for the United States. And a spokesman for Paul McCartney said he was in a state of deep, deep shock. Meanwhile, in Liverpool, where the Beatles' story started, this was the reaction of the people on the street.
He was part of the town, wasn't he? Part of the area I was in, anyway.
He was a teenager when I was a teenager, and, well, he's one of us, isn't he? You know, he's one of my period.
I don't think he should have left Liverpool. He should have stayed here. We used to shout John Lennon for president once when we were young. Yeah, he was good. He was very intelligent. Didn't think till I heard the news he was part of us. You know, I was obsessed. I'm keeping there listening to him anyway. I'm on my way to it. It's going to be bad.
Ironically, Lennon's death has come at the time that he was picking up the pieces of his ailing career. His hit single, Starting Over, celebrates the fact that he'd made it back from years of drug and alcohol abuse. It's a track from the album Double Fantasy, his first LP in 5 years, and a record that was released to mixed reviews. But Richard Williams, rock critic of the Times newspaper, recalls how important John was to the Beatles' success.
John was the sarcastic one, and he was the one who really gave the group its edge, I think, its humour, which was one of their most noticeable qualities in the early days. And later on, of course, his edge and his sarcasm became more and more accentuated, and eventually, I guess, had a lot to do with the group breaking up. He was the one I always felt, and I think a lot of people felt, with the real excitement. He wasn't the one who wrote the pretty tunes. McCartney did that. But Lennon was the provocative one, the one who made you think.
Richard Williams.
Okay, you're on the air at CBS FM. Do you have a question?
I have a few comments.
Okay.
I would like to say that I can't think of anyone who deserves more to live for what they have given us. And another feeling that I have is that he is very consciously with us, because he remains in my consciousness. I would also like to encourage the news media to never publish the name of the man who assassinated him.
Well, there's an idea, only because of the fact that that's could be a possibility of what he's looking for. Unfortunately, with the structure of news media that we have today, I would feel that that would be pretty much impossible, don't you, Eric?
Yeah, I don't think there's a chance in the world, although...
It's a nice thought.
Here again is a wrap-up. John Lennon is dead. He was 40. One of the best accounts we've gotten so far is from a New York policeman, Officer Miller, and we're going to let you hear kind of what he has to say about the whole thing.
Approximately 10:30 this evening, John Lennon and his wife exited either a car or a taxi cab and walked into the Dakota Hotel where they lived. They were followed in by at least one youth who opened fire on him and shot him several times. The police responded to the scene as quickly as possible. One man was arrested, and John Lennon was taken to the hospital. And later on, I found out he was pronounced dead. So that's the way it stands. They have one in custody, and John Lennon is dead as of this time.
Have you heard any motive at all?
Negative, sir. I have no idea what to the radio claim. No negative. No idea why.
Okay. Again, there were seven shots fired, and like he says, the police do have a suspect described as a local crazy. What else could he be? He's a male in his 30s or his 40s, and absolutely no motive whatsoever as to why this happened at all. John, they say, was conscious when they took him to the hospital, but Dr. Stephen Lynn pronounced him dead on arrival, saying that absolutely nothing could be done to save him at that point.
There was a significant injury of the major vessels inside the chest, which caused a massive amount of blood loss, which probably resulted in his death.
Okay, and again, I like to say this is a bit of a tribute to John. We have a few things. Just in Playboy, he had an interview. I don't know if you've read it or not. He mentioned a few things about death, and I'd like to read a couple things to you. It may help deal with it. They asked him, what about death, about Russ Never Sleeps Away, Neil Young's thing about how it's better to burn out than to fade away. What did he say? I hate it. He said it's better to fade away like an old soldier than to burn out. I don't appreciate worship of dead, and Sid Vicious, or of dead James Dean, or of dead John Wayne. It's the same thing, making Sid Vicious a hero. Jim Morrison is garbage to me. I worship the people who survive. Basically, he doesn't want to be worshipped. He wants to be remembered, and I think that's about it. And of course, everyone is taking this tragedy with shock and disbelief, but none harder probably than Yoko Ono, John's wife, who was said to be back at the Dakota Hotel in a state of shock. Of course, she was with John until the end. And also at the Dakota, it appears an impromptu memorial is being staged right now. There's hundreds of Beatles fans outside mourning. They'll probably be out all night. And while still just a few feet away, they say, is the puddle of blood left from the attack. I guess it's kind of just a reminder of the sickness of any violence, especially as senseless as this.
Of a caller who called in when she heard that John Lennon was killed in New York, a friend who painted beautiful skies in their apartment for their little son, Sean, who was 5 years old. That's the son of John and Yoko Lennon. I'm Carol Hemingway. This is KABC.
KLOS Los Angeles, 5 minutes before 10 o'clock with Shauna, and we're doing a tribute to the late John Lennon. And it's kind of crazy around here. We're trying to find out more facts and information on the shooting for you. And that was Starting Over, just like Starting Over, from his latest album and last album with Yoko Ono from Double Fantasy. And before that, Cold Turkey and Give Peace a Chance. And we are going to delay our KLOS Rock Hall of Fame at 10 o'clock, which was supposed to be Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Somehow it just doesn't seem appropriate tonight. We will just move that back to maybe 11, possibly 12 o'clock. I'll let you know for sure as soon as I make a few phone calls here. We got a little bit of more information for you. Not a lot, but they're releasing it slowly. John Lennon was shot 3 times outside of Dakota, his home and office, on West 72nd Street in New York. In the back, he and Yoko were at a recording session and came back, pulled up in front of the house, got out of the limo with all kinds of people around, and a local screwball, as the police call him, a young man, shot him, a young idiot shot him in the back. He was rushed to Roosevelt Hospital about 13 blocks away. They say he was dead on arrival, that he died immediately.
songwriting team of Lennon and fellow Beatle Paul McCartney wrote more hit songs than any modern composers. Lennon was born October 9, 1940. He attended secondary school in Liverpool and then went to the city's College of Art. He and McCartney first joined forces as a composer team. By the early 60s, they were joined by George Harrison and Ringo Starr. In the 10 years the group was together, it sold more than 250 million records and made three movies, A Hard Day's Night, Help, and Let It Be. The famous American composer Aaron Copland once said, when people asked to recreate the mood of the 1960s, they would play the music of the Beatles. Following the breakup of the Beatles, he and his wife, Yoko Ono, lived in seclusion in New York City for several years. But they made the front pages in a deportation hearing, the government contending that he was not eligible for residence because of a drug conviction in Britain. But eventually he was allowed to stay. As for why he wanted U.S. residence.
This is the land of the free, right? And since the last 100 years, all the artists, major and otherwise, have been attracted to this country. And although initially it was wrong, I came as a Beatle, it was Yoko's influence that got me to look at it as a place to be in rather than just scoot in and run back with the loot.
Just recently, Lennon recorded his first album in years. In recent years, Lennon avoided the media, saying that he was living the life of a house husband, baking bread and looking after the baby. He told Playboy magazine that there were many reasons for his change in lifestyle. Monday night, John Lennon was fatally shot outside his apartment house in New York City. David Johnstone, who played guitar with Elton John and Alice Cooper, worked with Lennon several times in the 1970s. He remembers him as a gentleman.
Maybe 15, 20 years ago, you know, because he was pretty crazy back then, you know, when a lot of things were happening, you know, they were in their early days of playing and stuff. But the John I know, you know, and got to know, I mean, the most gentle person in this business I've ever met, quite honestly. And I'm just totally amazed.
John Lennon, dead at the age of 40. Ann Taylor, NBC News.
John Lennon, the tragic victim of a brutal murder in New York City. With a special report from The Source, I'm Bill Vitka. John Lennon is dead at the age of 40, reportedly killed by a white male who has been taken into custody by the police. His identity has not been made public, not yet. The police have said little except to call the man who allegedly shot John Lennon a screwball. Lennon was shot close to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. It happened as he was getting out of his limousine on his way inside his apartment building, the Dakota on New York's Upper West Side. Lennon took 7 shots, many in the chest, but at that point he was still alive. He was taken quickly to Roosevelt Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. Dr. Stephen Lynn at Roosevelt Hospital said there was just no way anybody could save John Lennon.
There was a significant injury of the major vessels inside the chest, which caused a massive amount of blood loss, which probably resulted in his death.
Yoko Ono was with Lennon to the very end. She was with him in the limousine. She was with him when he was shot, and she was with him at the hospital when John died. And according to Dr. Lynn, Yoko took it tougher than anybody else.
I did tell his wife that he was dead, and she was most distraught at the time and found it quite hard to accept.
Source correspondent C.D. Jaco, just back from the Dakota, Lennon's apartment building, where a de facto memorial service is underway. C.D., what's it like?
There's an attitude of shock, horror, disbelief. What people there keep saying is this is the same to them as if a president had been shot. There are hundreds of people gathered in front of the Dakota on New York's Upper West Side, some holding candles. A lot of radio stations are playing nothing but Beatles songs, and there were dozens of radios playing those songs. People were crying. Some people were sitting comatose. One guy was leaned up against the wall next to the Dakota, just staring into space blankly. It was a rather macabre scene, a building that houses other luminaries like Lauren Bacall. There is a large pool of blood near the entranceway, and the guard box near the entrance, which was not manned when John Lennon was shot and killed, is peppered with bullet holes. People there are completely numb, completely shocked, and completely grief-stricken.
Paul McCartney has just been contacted in London, and he says that John Lennon's death comes as a deep, deep shock. McCartney said that John Lennon was loved by all those who knew him. And again, a terrible tragedy. John Lennon dead at the age of 40, the result of a shooting in New York City. With this special report, I'm Bill Ditka from The Source.
We'll be keeping you updated all night as the night goes on with two Source reports an hour. They'll be doing special reports for us. We also don't have all the John Lennon albums. He's got two of them out. The only ones we could find were Double Fantasy, of course, and Imagine. We have Shaved Fish around here somewhere. We're digging in the archives for it. But he's got 12 of them. The first one was Two Virgins, released in 1969. Second one, Unfinished Music Number 2, Music with the Lions, another 69 release. The Wedding Album, released in 1969. Live Piece in Toronto, 1969. Ironically, released in 1970. John Lennon, Plastic Ono Band, released in 1970. Imagine, which we just heard, released in 1971. Sometime in New York City, released in 72. Mind Games, released in 73. The album Walls and Bridges, released the year after, in 74. Rock and Roll, released in 75. Shaved Fish, released in 1975. And Double Fantasy, released in 1980. The only two we've played have been Double Fantasy and Imagine, which I said before, and we're still looking for Shaved Fish, so if we find that, we'll play it for you. All night long, we'll be featuring songs written by John Lennon, sung by the Beatles and John Lennon.
I don't appreciate the worship of dead Sid Vicious, or of dead James Dean, or of dead John Wayne. And he said he doesn't want his son, Sean, worshiping such people. Lennon said, I worship the people who survived, Gloria Swanson, Greta Garbo. And he added, death, no thank you. I'll take the living and the healthy. But talking about the future, Lennon said, acceptance is the key. Unknown is what it is, except that it's unknown and it's plain sailing. John Lennon, dead at age 40 in New York City, killed Monday night.
I'm sick and tired of hearing the things.
Way it happened. John Lennon and Yoko Ono were at the record plant, a recording studio in New York City. They'd finish up work for the night, got into their limousine on their way back to their apartment building, the Dakota, New York City. After they got out of the car, walking toward the door of the Dakota, a white male started firing at John Lennon. Lennon was shot a number of times, and the source talked to one woman who witnessed the shooting.
What happened is, I saw John and Yoko get out of the limousine. They walked into the gate, and
The police immediately took Lennon to nearby Roosevelt Hospital, but on the way to medical help, John Lennon died. He was pronounced dead on arrival at about 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Doctors that met with reporters after them said there was absolutely nothing they could do. Lennon, they said, had lost too much blood. The identity of the man who allegedly shot John Lennon is still a mystery at this hour. He has been taken into custody by New York City police. The only thing the police have said so far is that the man who shot Lennon is considered a screwball. The shooting took place at the Dakota, where many, many people have started to gather, and source correspondent C.D. Jacob says the people outside the Dakota are in a total state of shock.
Some of them brought their portable radios and tape players. Some of them brought flowers. Hundreds are standing here in front of the Dakota apartment building in New York where John Lennon was shot and killed just a few hours ago. The sidewalk in front of the building is covered with blood, and there are large bullet holes in the guard box next to the entrance of the apartment building.
The scene of the shooting at the Dakota in New York City. It is a terrible, terrible tragedy, as though a little bit of all of us died when John Lennon died. Again, John Lennon dead at the age of 40. And that's news. I'm Bill Ditka from The Source.
Louisville area weather. Occasional rain tonight. Turning colder, too. We're looking for a low of 45 degrees. Rain for today. Temperature will be holding in the 40s and rain ending Tuesday night in a low of 35. Currently, we have rain and 53 degrees here in Louisville. We'll keep you updated on the John Lennon story as we get reports in. We'll have two an hour for you.
At a high 95, we're deeply saddened by the shocking and tragic death of John Lennon. Before the Beatles, there had never been such a time when the art of music exerted such a profound and lasting influence on the course of humanity. For those of us who were children of the 60s, there can be no replacement for the Beatles. They'll always be the musical group of our lifetimes, and our lives will be forever influenced by their most special music. From the hearts of all of us here at High 95, and with the love we found in their music, we say a final farewell to John Lennon.
In New York City Monday night. Police say Lennon was gunned down outside his Manhattan apartment house after returning from a late-night recording session. They say the gunman's in custody, and they describe him as a deranged man who apparently had been stalking Lennon for several days. Tony Palma was one of the first police officers to reach the scene, and reporters asked him about Lennon.
Was he unconscious?
He was, as far as I know, he was unconscious.
Was he moaning, saying anything at all?
No.
And how about Yoko?
She was hysterical.
Palma's referring to Yoko Ono, Lennon's wife. Lennon was rushed to a hospital about a mile away, but he was pronounced dead on arrival. He'd been shot five times. Palma says Ono screamed, "Tell me it isn't true." And radio stations around the United States are being flooded with calls from disbelieving listeners asking the same thing. The Beatles may have broken up in 1970, but during the decade they dominated the rock music world, their music left an indelible imprint on people and spread far beyond the boundaries of rock. It was 1964 when America came down with Beatlemania.
Tell you something, I think you'll understand. When I...
They sold more than 250 million records, and as ABC's Geraldo Rivera notes, Lennon's death came just as he was making a comeback.
John Lennon was back. John Lennon, after a five-year absence, was finally back in the studios, had finally released a record album that was receiving general acclamation from the fans. He was back not as the philosopher Lennon, not as the political Lennon, not as the Lennon who makes a lot of domestic news for his style and flamboyance, but rather as the musician.
Lennon starting over when he was cut down by a still unidentified gunman in New York City at the age of 40. The other ex-Beatles, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Ringo Starr, are spread out in various parts of the world, and none has been available for reaction. So far, the only widespread reaction comes from the people calling radio stations around the country, many telling the disc jockeys they feel the way they or their elders felt when they heard the news that John F. Kennedy had been shot. And late word from New York police is that the suspect in the shooting death of John Lennon has now been identified. He is, according to police, Mark David Chapman of Hawaii. The 25-year-old suspect is said to have been in New York for about a week.
They have found out who has killed John Lennon. Here's a special report from the source.
A tragedy that has struck deep. John Lennon shot and killed. With this special report from the source, I'm Bill Ditka. It happened when John Lennon was coming home back to his apartment building at the Dakota on New York's Upper West Side. As Lennon walked through the door, a white male got up and fired a number of shots into Lennon at close range. He was taken immediately to Roosevelt Hospital, but there was nothing anybody could do. Lennon was pronounced dead at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. There were seven wounds in his body, and the doctor said he simply lost too much blood. The man who shot John Lennon, according to New York City police, is Mark David Chapman. And with me is NBC correspondent Wally Robinson, who has just come back after talking to the police at the 20th Precinct in New York City, where Chapman has been taken into custody. Wally, what have we been able to find out about the man who allegedly shot John Lennon?
Well, first of all, Bill, he's from Hawaii, has an address in Honolulu, I believe, and that he came here several days ago. He's been staying at YMCA's and at local hotels, and spending his days outside the Dakota asking questions about the Lennons. The police pointed out this is not unusual. A lot of people do that because there are a number of celebrities who live in that building, and so just another crazy was no particular cause for alarm, but of course this one turned out to be.
Chapman is young, right?
25 years old. He's a white male. And what his motivation was, they, of course, can't talk about at this point, pending legal action.
Now, you told me an interesting story. This is not the first time that Chapman has met Lennon, right?
That's right. Earlier in the evening, when the Lennons departed the Dakota, heading for a recording session, Chapman walked up and asked for an autograph of an album, which Lennon obliged him for.
Well, I take it that Chapman was apprehended right at the scene of the crime, right after the shooting?
Indeed, he apparently hung around outside the Dakota until the Lennons returned. Normally, they could drive the limousine into the building, into an areaway, but this time they didn't. They pulled up to the curb on 72nd Street and got out. As Lennon and his wife went into the vestibule area leading into where the manager's office was and so forth, Chapman apparently followed him in, called his name softly, and when Lennon turned around, he was faced with Chapman in the full stance, and then fired off all five rounds at him, hitting him. There were seven wounds in the body. How many were wounds going in or coming out hasn't been determined yet. And then he simply threw the gun down on the floor and stood there and waited for the police.
Walter Robinson, just back after talking to the police about what we know about the man who the police have taken into custody for the shooting of John Lennon. Again, Lennon was killed by gunfire Monday night in New York City. He was shot as he entered his apartment building, the Dakota. He was taken to a nearby hospital, but on the way, John Lennon died. With this special report, I'm Bill Vitka from The Source.
We'll be keeping you updated as the night goes on with special Source reports. They'll be doing two of them an hour for us. We'll also be playing Beatles music all night. ZZX is awarded our second pair of Source.
The name may not mean very much right now, but it will soon, because according to New York City police, it is Mark David Chapman who was shot and killed John Lennon. I'm Bill Ditka from The Source, and John Lennon was murdered Monday night in New York City. Lennon was killed seconds after he walked through the door to his apartment building, the Dakota, on New York's Upper West Side. The shooting took place at about 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Lennon took a number of shots in the chest at close range. He was taken to nearby Roosevelt Hospital, but pronounced dead on arrival. Dr. Stephen Lynn, who tried to save John Lennon, said he simply lost too much blood.
Numerous resuscitative efforts were made after his arrival in the hospital, including transfusions, surgical procedures, other procedures, but in spite of the effort of many physicians and after many procedures, we were unable to restore the life of Mr. Lennon.
According to the police, the man who shot and killed John Lennon is Mark David Chapman. Chapman came to New York City reportedly a little over 1 week ago. He is young, 25 years old, and according to the police, he was from Hawaii. According to a number of witnesses, Chapman was seen at the Dakota a number of times, and he was there early Monday night. In fact, at 5 o'clock on Monday, Chapman caught up with Lennon again at the Dakota and got him to autograph a Beatles record. A little bit after that, Lennon went to a New York recording studio, The Record Plant, with Yoko Ono to begin working on the new single from the new album, Double Fantasy. John and Yoko left the Record Plant at about 10:30 p.m. on their way home to the Dakota. Reportedly, Chapman had been waiting for Lennon outside the Dakota. As John got out of his car, he walked inside, and Chapman followed him, called out his name, and fired at point-blank range. Lennon fell. Yoko screamed for help. Chapman, according to witnesses, threw the gun down and then simply stood there. Again, John Lennon is dead at the age of 40, the victim of a terrible tragedy, killed by a man the police have called deranged. And the police have now taken into custody Mark David Chapman for the murder of John Lennon. And that's news. I'm Bill Vitka from The Source.
We'll have another Source report for you about 10 to the hour.
No, I think you're off base. Okay, but I appreciate the comment. Boston, hello.
Yeah, hi, Larry. Like everybody else today, I'm just, you know, really shocked and saddened by what happened down in New York earlier this evening. And it was incredible. I was watching the Monday night game tonight, you know, in a tavern. And, you know, when Cosell broke the news during the football game, you know, it was done like about maybe 10 seconds left in the game, you know, and New England had a chance to win. And nobody cared anymore. Especially, you know, and it was incredible. I don't think anybody watched the overtime. You know, we were just totally stunned. Something like this could happen again.
Yeah, it's, I guess we're going to have to go into shelters or live in, anybody who's a celebrity is going to have to live in a protective coat of armor.
You know, it's, yeah, I mean, what next?
I don't have the answer.
You know, and
senseless tragedies have no answers.
You know, and I'm sure Mr. Lyon was well protected. I'm sure he must have had bodyguards.
No, he didn't. Just why should he think of having a bodyguard?
Edwards, there you go. Let's get this thing right. Nancy Edwards. We'll get that name sometime sooner or later.
Thunder. I strike to the street.
Then nothing to save. That was Abbey Road. The album Come Together. I was just thinking it was kind of strange. You remember the whole Polly's Dead controversy? The Abbey Road album had the four of them, across, of course, walking across the street with Lennon in the lead, dressed all in white, supposedly the priest, minister, holy figure. Ringo next, all dressed in
in official looking dress, black gear, formal wear, as the Undertaker. McCartney, suit, unlit cigarette, bare feet. He was, of course, the Dead. And George in the denim outfit, the Gravedigger. And that was supposed to be another one of the many, many clues to the fact that Paul McCartney was dead, which has since been disproved. It will not turn out that way. With John Lennon, however, it has been proved. Shot tonight, twice in the back, and died of wounds received from that gunshot. John Lennon, dead at the age of 40 tonight in New York City. We will be, because of that, featuring John Lennon music. Of course, Lennon and McCartney being one of the more prolific songwriting teams of the rock era, and some of the best music to come from the Beatles. We'll be playing it throughout the morning here. It's 20 minutes till 1 now, WAKY.
The latest word on the Lennon assassination, this just in from the wire service about 10 minutes ago. Nothing more really to update, just a few of the particulars surrounding the shooting of John Lennon. He was shot and killed in front of his home on Manhattan's Upper West Side Monday night. He was 40 years old. Police said Lennon was shot three times around 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and died in the emergency room at Roosevelt Hospital. His wife, Yoko Ono, was with him when he died. A police spokesman said a suspect is in custody, but he had no other details available on the circumstances of the shooting. The spokesman did say it wasn't a robbery and that the person who shot Lennon was most likely deranged. A witness says a man in his mid-30s with, quote, almost a smirk on his face, gunned down the singer as Lennon, his wife, and several other people walked into the vestibule of the apartment building where the Lennons lived. The witness says resident of the hotel told him the man had been seen in the vestibule for hours before the shooting. According to the witness, the man, quote, just walked out and shot Lennon. Lennon, who celebrated his 40th birthday on October 9th, had just released an album, Double Fantasy, he made with his wife in what was to be a comeback for the pair. That updates the story. Again, conflicting reports. I hear that John was shot five times. I hear that John was shot twice. United Press International at this time indicates that John Lennon was shot three times. It was blood all over the place as they tried to save him, and unfortunately they didn't. And we'll be trying to get on some Beatles music and stuff for you folks as the night wears on. Right now, back to rock and roll. This is Journey on LRS.
The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's the end of side two. It's 47 minutes after midnight. We're doing things a bit differently this evening because John Lennon, former Beatle, was shot to death last night in New York City. What we have on that is that it happened outside the apartment building on the city's Upper West Side. Lennon, who had just had his 40th birthday in October, was rushed by police car to Roosevelt Hospital, and there he was pronounced dead. According to police, the shooting took place outside the Dakota. That's the century-old luxury apartment house where he and his wife, Yoko Ono, lived. Police have a suspect in custody. They describe him simply as a local screwball, and they say there doesn't seem to have been any specific motive for the shooting. It was just 2 months ago that Lennon released his first single in more than 5 years from the Double Fantasy album he recorded with Yoko Ono. The record is in the top 10, and in light of Lennon's death Monday night, the title is ironic, just like Starting Over. For those of us who were children of the 60s, nothing can replace the Beatles, not John Lennon, not any of them. And in honor of them this evening, until we find something else we can do more substantial, we're going to be playing Beatles music. Personally, I feel like there are two specific pivotal albums in the Beatles' career. One of them was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The other was the album Revolver. It was a turning point in many people's careers as far as music is concerned. I'd like to play that for you right now. You're listening to WQHI, Jeffersonville, Louisville, and this is the Beatles, Revolver.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you.
We are going to wind up this proceeding momentarily by leaving you with the best memory that Lennon could leave, and that, of course, was his music. The entire Open Phone America portion tonight was devoted to John Lennon and what he left us. And as the last listener, I think, most aptly pointed out in thanking the network and the like for putting this together when you don't really have to, because this is a public service program. We do want to thank WCFL in Chicago for getting the music to us, since This is not a music playing network, per se. And WCFO is one of the fine music stations in the country, and they did get the tunes to us. And as that last caller so aptly pointed out, what Lennon did leave us was, of course, his music, and that we will treasure always, young and old. People will grow up, and there are youngsters among us who will play it for their grandchildren. And so we will, I think appropriately enough, wind up this program with a song written by John Lennon and recorded by John Lennon 9 years ago. We think it is as timely today as it was then, as it will be in 30 years. Here is the late John Lennon. John Lennon, age 40. Thank you for joining us. Have a pleasant day. This is Larry King in Washington for the whole crew here at Mutual. Our thanks to you for your attention, everyone here for putting this together. And we bid you a pleasant good day.
WNBC. John Lennon. I'm here in the morning. It's 5:33, 27 till 6 o'clock. WNBC weather. Cloudy with rain developing later today. High about 60. Dropping temperatures throughout today. Rain changing to snow before it ends tonight, Tuesday. Low about 32 degrees. It's 57 now in New York. 5:37, 23 till 6 o'clock. I'm here in the morning. In the event you had not heard, former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed. As unbelievable as that is, last evening in front of his apartment building, the Dakota on Central Park West. We'll have complete details coming up with Charles McCord and NBC News. 22 till 6. Looking for rain today, maybe some snow this evening. WNBC. 51 now. 9 till 6 o'clock. I am Iverson of Morning. WNBC News. Good morning, Charles McCord.
Good morning, Don. Here in the metropolitan area, they have just taken 25-year-old Mark David Chapman from the West 82nd Street Station House and are moving him right now to police headquarters at One Police Plaza for booking. He will be formally charged there with the murder last night of John Lennon. If you have not heard the news yet, incredibly, John Lennon, the former Beatle who profoundly influenced the course of music, was shot to death here last night about 10 minutes till 11 as he and his wife Yoko Ono returned to their apartment building, the Dakota, at 72nd Street in Central Park West. Police say the suspect in the slaying, Chapman, had stopped Lennon earlier yesterday afternoon about 5 when he was leaving the building and he got his autograph. Then returned 6 hours later to kill him. Lurking in the Dakota's courtyard, called Lennon's name, got his attention, then shot him 5 times as Yoko looked on in horror. The two having just returned from a recording session here in Midtown. Police rushed Lennon to Roosevelt Hospital, a mile away in a squad car. Hundreds of fans lit candles and ringed the hospital in silent tribute.
When word spread that Lennon was dead, incredulous fans turned up outside the West Side Manhattan building. Among them was a man who described himself as a delivery man who dealt with the rock musician.
I delivered groceries to his apartment. He was a gentleman. He was a genius. He was an artist. He wasn't a politician who got shot. He was an artist. And he was a great man. And God bless him. The Lord's with him.
By mid-morning, literally thousands of people were at the death scene, many chanting the words to a Lennon tune made famous during the Vietnam War era. All we are saying is, give peace a chance.
And that's what's happening. I'm Charles McCord, WNBC New York.
Thank you, Charles. I'm Iverson of the Morning. It's 601 WNBC. Four after 6 o'clock, I am Imus in the morning. As we just heard on NBC News, as difficult as it is to believe, former Beatle John Lennon shot to death last evening as he entered his apartment building, the Dakota, at 72nd and Central Park West here in New York. Police took a suspect into custody at the scene. He's 25-year-old Mark David Chapman of Hawaii. He's been charged with murder. John was taken to Roosevelt Hospital, which is about 10, 12 blocks from 72nd and Central Park West, and he was pronounced dead soon after. December 9, 1980, is difficult as this may be for you to believe, and in the event you have not heard, former Beatle John Lennon was shot to death here in New York last evening as he entered his apartment building at 72nd and Central Park West. Police took a suspect into custody at the scene. He's 25-year-old Mark David Chapman of Hawaii. He has been charged with murder. John was, it happened about 10:50 last evening. John was taken to Roosevelt Hospital. Soon after, he was pronounced dead. Charles McCord and Mike Moss and all the folks in our NBC News department are here, and any further details we have, we'll give them to you. So keep it here. WNBC.
Something the radio announcer said. Though rock and roll is still alive, it's just the ones who make it suddenly seem to die. Something we've loved is lost and never found again. The stars that have stopped shining have never really faded away. Their faces we'll never see again, but their songs are here to stay. Still the music is playing in my head. As long as their memories live, rock and roll is never dead.
Some feelings that people are sharing this morning with us. If you'd like to call up, something on your mind, or if you'd just like to let it out, I guess. Call me, 571-ROCK. John Lennon, 40 years old, shot to death last night in New York City. We have news coming up with Dan. He'll give us more details on this. The person that is in custody who shot John. John was shot twice in the back. He was getting out of a cab last night with Yoko, and this man supposedly has been stalking him for quite a while, for a few days now. He was seen crouching in the doorway of the Dakota, the apartment building where they lived, and he is in custody. Some more Beatles for you from LRS.
The new KJ100, 618, 18 after 6 o'clock with Hutch. As we mentioned earlier, no humor and mirth this morning. We're talking to you about what you think should be done, or what you think about the fact that John Lennon has been shot to death. Of course, everybody refers to him as the driving force behind the Beatles. He organized the group. He was known as the intellectual of the group. And most people say he was basically responsible for the group's breakup in 1970. McCartney announced he was leaving the group because of personal and business differences. But most people figure it was because John married Yoko and essentially wanted to make her the fifth Beatle, and the other three did not like that. It looks like now all the talk about a Beatles reunion will come true. But instead of being at a musical concert, it will be at a funeral. And Woody will have more on that coming up.
Good morning. It's 6:20 at the new KJ100. I'm Woody Stiles. In the top of the headlines this morning, as you've perhaps heard, death this morning in the entertainment world. Several hundred people have gathered outside an upper Midwest Manhattan hospital in awe and in sorrow for the death of former Beatle John Lennon. Among them, such people as this man here.
I will stay at the foot of this hospital and pray until the sunrise.
As Hutch has been telling you, Lennon was murdered last night as he stepped outside his limousine in his Manhattan apartment. The man charged is said to have been trailing Lennon for the past several days. He's 25-year-old Mark David Chapman from Hawaii. No known motive. The shooting was witnessed by Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, and a number of friends. John Lennon dead this morning at the age of 40.
More on the suspect from Chief of Detectives James T. Sullivan.
He had remained at the location and was standing as the officers arrived. They apprehended him and placed him under arrest. He had dropped the gun after he fired the shot, and the gun was kicked by one of the doormen into another area so that the elevator man was able to take the gun and keep it for us until the police arrive.
Today, Chapman will be arraigned on a murder charge. Meanwhile, hundreds of Lennon fans have kept an all-night vigil outside John's apartment building. 29-year-old Ed Peterson is one of those fans.
I felt bewildered. I wanted to somehow share. I mean, I'm not a vulture here to see anything. I don't want to see anything. I'm just paying my respects. In fact, I lost a friend.
John Lennon spoke about death in an interview published in the current issue of Playboy. Lennon said he had no desire to follow in the footsteps of stars who died before their careers ended and were worshipped for it. He said it's better to fade away than burn out. When asked about the future, Lennon said the key is acceptance of the unknown. He says if you do that, the future is plain sailing. You may say I'm a demon, but I'm not the only one. And that's news. I'm Dara Wells from The Source.
To the emergency room of the Roosevelt site, St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital, this evening, shortly before 11 p.m. He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
The suspect in Lennon's death is identified as Mark David Chapman, a 25-year-old man from Honolulu. Police there say he bought the gun allegedly used 6 weeks ago. You're listening to UPI World News. Sally Smith was walking his dog last night when Lennon was shot and killed. He says he heard reports that the suspect, Mark David Chapman, had been seen around Lennon's apartment building for some time.
I do see a lot of people hanging out around the Dakotas, little girls here and there during the week, but they only hang around during the day, you know, or maybe for an hour or two, just to get a glimpse of John Lennon or get an autograph. But this is very strange for someone not reporting it to the precinct, a person hanging out by himself for the past week, day and night.
Police say the suspected killer, Mark David Chapman, was waiting in the building's courtyard, where fans of the ex-Beatle and other celebrity residents of that apartment house are allowed to congregate. Chapman is said to be unemployed and reportedly was a former security guard, is married, and lived in an apartment complex in Honolulu. Honolulu police say Chapman bought the gun in a shop a block from the Honolulu police station.
It's tough. It really is. I guess it kind of drives home the point that, I guess tomorrow's not promised to anybody, and that includes famous people as well. So we have to, we have to hang in there, keep going on. John Lennon really left us a lot to think of him by, with all of his music, and that's what he left us. So,
question, and I'm sure it's in most people's minds, is why? Why?
Well, there's so many really crazy people in the world. I mean, that's really all there is to it. I mean, there are people that are just nuts, and it's too bad that something like this would happen, but there's no way, of course, to really try to prevent something like this. I mean, there are people who are at various stages of derangement, and as the police say in this particular case, the guy apparently was just a crazy.
We're returning from a recording session,
right?
And they were in front of the Dakota, their apartment building, and they just gotten out of a cab,
mm-hmm.
and the guy ran up behind John and shot him twice in the back, and he was taken in a police car to the hospital, pronounced dead on arrival, and he was 40. We've all lost a friend. Feels like just a real close friend's gone, you know. And
mm-hmm.
we grew up with him.
Yep, that's a fact.
Grew up with him. It's 6:34 at LRS.
Hey Jude.
McCartney wrote the Pretty Ones, but it was John Lennon who gave the band its edge. Lennon was, of course, the intellectual of the group, and it's pretty well assumed that he was the force behind most of the changes in the band, including getting rid of their first drummer, Pete Best. And when the Beatles went into the psychedelic slant of things in the late 60s, Lennon also was responsible for that. Woody and I will be covering the details all morning this morning in case you got up. A little while ago, John Lennon was shot to death last night by a man police referred to as a wacko as he was going into his apartment in New York City. There is apparently no motive. The man, who was from Hawaii, had been hanging around Lennon's apartment for the last couple of days, and they said he sort of had a smirk on his face when they carried him away, so apparently there is no motive in the case at this point. They assume the man is just mentally deranged.
Little one.
What?
Just a nut. Just a nut.
Oh, God, are you kidding?
What a morning. What a morning. 6:41 at LRS, taking calls and letting you voice it for us.
Not just America, but the world.
I think it is, man. Were you around when Kennedy got shot?
Yes, I was.
Do you remember it?
Very clearly.
I'm feeling the same way.
It's horrible.
Feeling the same way. It felt like we've all lost something special.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling me.
Thank you.
John Lennon was 40, and he was shot to death in New York City last night, getting out of a cab, shot twice in the back by someone who I'm sure is going to plead insanity and be put in a room someplace with a color TV for the rest of his life. What do you think about that, Dan?
What's that? I'm sorry, I just walked in.
A couple folks on the phone I've talked to, and peaceful folks that are saying, you know, I hope they give him the chair or gas him or something.
Yeah.
Just violent reactions to it, you know, which is understandable, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's
no reason whatsoever.
That's true, and it's a bad thing. It's terrible that something like that should happen, but, you know, you have to... you have to keep yourself from overreacting, though, to the, you know, to the assailant. The guy certainly is deranged. Apparently, he's just as the New York City police call him in their words, he's a wacko. Mm-hmm. And taking another life is not going to even the score, if you want to call it that. And it's something that we have to grieve for John. And I don't see that what another death would really even the score or do anything to correct the situation. So, but that's just personal opinion, of course.
It's 9 minutes now for 7 o'clock from LRS.
Yes, do you know what you just did? He says, the gunman responded, I just shot John Lennon. The suspect had been hanging around the Dakota. Even had Lennon autograph an album earlier in the day. Lots of people apparently saw Chapman hanging around. Danny Creed tells the source that's not unusual.
I lived down the street about 6:30 when I was coming home from work. I happened to see this man stand in front of the building. It was, looked like he had John Lennon's album on. And I just figured, geez, there's somebody waiting for him, and I was almost tempted to wait myself to see him come in. I figured he must know that he's coming in soon or something, but I just kept on walking.
The man Creed saw was apparently the suspect. Chapman will be arraigned later today for murder. Now outside Lennon's apartment building, hundreds of people stand dazed. They were silent for a long time, then a rumble through the crowd. There was only one thing that left the lips of the yet unbelieving crowd, words John and Yoko made famous. John Lennon, dead at 40, murdered in New York City. And that's news. I'm Bob Madigan from The Source.
This is the Western edition of the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite reporting from Washington.
Good evening. The death of a man who sang and played the guitar overshadows the news from Poland, Iran, and Washington tonight. Former Beatle John Lennon, who was 40, was shot and killed last night outside his luxury apartment in New York. The alleged killer is an unemployed security guard and printer who had lived in Hawaii. News of Lennon's death touched off a wave of shock and mourning around the world. Steve Young reports.
The shooting happened at the Dakota apartment building minutes after John Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono left a recording session. When they got out of their limousine, a waiting gunman said, Mr. Lennon, crouched in military stance and squeezed off at least 4 shots from a .38 caliber pistol.
Within 2 minutes of the time I got there, they brought out Lennon. He was limp. He had blood coming outside of his mouth. He had his glasses on, and there were maybe 5 or 6 police officers holding him, carrying him, putting him in the back seat of a car. And very quickly, Yoko was with him.
Lennon was rushed to the nearest hospital just a few blocks away, but was dead on arrival. His body was taken to the morgue.
We have arrested Mark David Chapman of 55 South Kukui, K-U-K-U-I Street, Hawaii, for the homicide of John Lennon.
Chapman checked into this YMCA last Saturday, moved into a Midtown hotel the next day, was seen outside the Dakota over the weekend and yesterday. According to police, he managed to get Lennon to autograph a record album. During arraignment, Chapman was charged today with second-degree murder. He showed no reaction or emotion. The assistant district attorney said Chapman committed a deliberate, premeditated execution of John Lennon in a cool, calm, calculated manner. Chapman's court-appointed attorney called the shooting an apparently motiveless crime and told the court Chapman had tried twice in the past to commit suicide. Next court appearance is set for January 6th. Chapman will be kept under suicide watch while undergoing psychiatric evaluation at Bellevue Hospital. Steve Young, CBS News, New York.
Miss Ono announced today there will be no funeral service. She said, we will set a time for a silent vigil to pray for his soul. John loved and prayed for the human race. Please pray the same for him. In recent years, Lennon had retired from the music scene, becoming what he called a house husband, caring for his son, cooking and baking bread while his wife managed their business affairs.
Imagine there's nowhere
From their Uncertain Wonders album, a performance of John Lennon's Imagine. That concludes this week's broadcast of Echoes of a Century. This program was an independent production by Dahl Shoe Radio Creations, copyright 2005. Produced in the studios of WLSU La Crosse, an affiliate of Wisconsin Public Radio on the La Crosse campus of the University of Wisconsin. I'm King David McKenzie. Thanks for listening. I hope that you'll join us again at this same time next week. Until then, remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space.